has ever had problems telling twins and triplets apart? Is color coding them the answer? Thankfully, that will be explained on today's show. I'm Carl Azus. The first story we're unmasking in today's down-the-middle coverage involves face masks themselves. Suddenly, they're no longer required on public transportation in the United States. But that's a court's decision, not the federal government's. Last week, we told you how the Biden administration had extended the mask mandate for people traveling on planes, trains, and other forms of public transit. The rule had been set to expire on April 19th. The Centers for Disease Control extended the requirement until at least May 3rd. But this week, a federal judge struck down the rule, saying it was unlawful because it went beyond the CDC's authority and didn't follow the usual steps for new government requirements. So does this mean the mandate is done, gone, finito for public transportation? We don't know yet. The Biden administration can still appeal the court's decision, which it called disappointing. It says the Justice Department will be reviewing it and deciding what to do next. Meantime, the White House and the CDC say they still recommend wearing masks on public transportation, but several airlines, some of which strongly criticized the government's mask requirements, were quick to tell travelers that masks were no longer needed on flights. When some passengers heard this, they said they'd still keep their masks on, while others who were aboard flights at the time cheered. Some other transportation companies like Uber, Lyft, and Amtrak have also dropped their mask requirements, though they say passengers and operators can still choose to wear them. Opponents of the ruling have said it obstructs the government's efforts to respond to the COVID pandemic and protect people who need it most. Supporters have said it's a win for freedom and for people on public transportation who've been miserable while wearing masks.
A surprise court ruling has ended the transportation mask mandate for now. U.S. District Judge Catherine Kimball Mizell said she does not need another hearing to decide that the rule exceeds the CDC's authority. Mizell's Monday ruling first threw the travel industry into disarray, but now a growing list of airlines confirm masks are no longer required on their flights. The federal government began requiring masks on planes, trains, buses, boats, and in terminals starting in February 2021. Last week, the Biden administration once again extended the rule to expire on May 3rd, citing a rise in coronavirus cases. But only hours prior, the airline industry's top lobby wrote the White House to say the mandate must end.
We've done it for 2 years, and it's time to move beyond that and now make that the responsibility of individuals.
Face coverings are required at all times.
Judge Mizell was appointed to federal district court in 2020 by then-President Donald Trump. In her ruling, Mizell said travelers have been, quote, forcibly removed from their airplane seats, denied boarding at the bus steps, and turned away at the train station doors, likening it to, quote, detention and quarantine. Immediately following her decision, passengers at airports across the country continued wearing masks, unaware of the ruling.
Hopefully it ends.
I'll always wear my mask. I lost my grandmother to COVID a year ago, and so I'm very particular about the mask.
Up next, it's been almost 2 months since Russian military forces invaded neighboring Ukraine, and the battlefield is changing. For one thing, Russia's been unable to capture the Ukrainian capital in the north. U.S. officials say that's because of apparent tactical mistakes by Russian forces and fierce resistance by Ukrainian fighters. So now, Russia's concentrating its fight on eastern Ukraine in what a Ukrainian official calls the second phase of the war. With the change in tactics comes a new weapons shipment from the United States, this one worth $800 million. We've reported on numerous American contributions like this. The U.S. has sent billions to support Ukraine, even though it's not part of the NATO alliance that America is a key member of. How is Russia responding to these shipments?
The first shipments of that new, more heavy-duty military assistance for Ukraine started arriving in the region over the weekend, but there is already concern that more equipment may be needed soon. A U.S. official said there is growing concerns about the ammunition inventory of the Ukrainians, as it's expected that heavy ground combat will be picking up in the coming days in eastern Ukraine. Now, this new round of $800 million worth of security assistance assistance includes 18 howitzers and 40,000 artillery rounds. But a source said that those could be expended and used in just a matter of days. Now, the Pentagon has been working trying to address how to arm the Ukrainians faster. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, as well as Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, have held daily calls with their counterparts in the region, urging them to ship more supplies and equipment into Ukraine. Now, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told our colleague Jake Tapper that he's appreciative of this new military assistance, but said that much more is needed and will be needed in the coming weeks. Now, at the same time, Russia has been protesting the U.S. sending this type of equipment into Ukraine, sending a diplomatic note to the State Department warning of, quote, unpredictable consequences if they keep arming the Ukrainians. But for the time being, the U.S. does not appear to be deterred in any way from providing this type of weaponry to Ukraine, and they're adapting the kinds of weapons that they are sending more sophisticated and heavy-duty equipment and weaponry into Ukraine, even after some administration officials had earlier been hesitant to do so, worrying that it could pose a greater risk of escalation. But it's clear that the U.S. is listening to the demands of the Ukrainians in trying to fulfill their needs as quickly as possible, acknowledging that more may be on the way as well. Arlette Sines, CNN, the White House.
10-second trivia. What is the most common type of twins? Identical twins, mirror image twins, fraternal twins, or monozygotic twins? Monozygotic is just another way of saying identical, but the most common type of twins is fraternal. But this next story is three times the fun. It involves triplets. The chances of a woman being pregnant with three babies at once are 1 in 10,000. If they happen to be identical, like the Wisconsin trio you're about to meet, they can be tough even for parents to tell apart, especially when they're infants. So besides different outfits, what can be done about this?
When you're dealing with identical triplets, you can't expect them to always be introducing themselves. So is it any wonder that this tip for triplets went viral on TikTok?
It's a hard knock life for us. It's a hard knock life for us.
Forget pedicures. This is a cure for misidentification. The boy's proud aunt posted the nail polish hack.
Who gets what color of the triplets? How's that work?
So Henrik is blue, James is green, and Thomas is red.
The 15-month-old Hasselquist triplets were more of a hassle to tell apart when they were younger.
First few months, you know, having that there as a backup just to make sure you didn't feed the same kid twice.
Posters on TikTok called the nail polish trick genius. It brought back memories. I did this with my twins, and it wore off in the bath. I spent days convinced they were mixed up. I'm still unsure, and they are 21. Okay, even nail polish wouldn't solve problems on the magnitude seen in the Parent Trap.
Then you and I are like sisters. Hey, we're like twins.
But the parents of these Wisconsin triplets aren't taking any chances. In addition to weekly nail polish application, they tend to dress the boys in their color.
These kids truly are color-coded.
Yes.
And when not color-coded, they're numbered.
Unexpected item in bagging area.
These triplets have swept the internet off its feet with their painted toes. Ginny Mose, CNN, New York.
Is it genius? It's threenius, an interesting way to polish up on parenting. Of course, when they're older, it could land you in deep triple. It might leave one blue, another red in the face, the third green with envy. But if you're a fan of color-coded kids, baby, mom totally nailed it. Today's shout-out goes out to Plainfield East High School. It is located in Plainfield, Illinois. The one and only way to get a shout-out is to subscribe and to leave a comment on our YouTube channel. I'm Carl Azus. We'll be right back.